Browns fans, get yourself the freshest Browns gear. I know I got a gray hoodie, and I'm not afraid to say I wear it often.
And I don't, and I'm jealous.
We got to get you one, man. We got to rectify that.
I need to go to the team shop.
Yeah. First Energy Stadium, or you could shop from the convenience of your home at clevelandbrowns.com or on the Browns official mobile app.
Matt, that's where I'm more likely to hit, the mobile app.
But if you go to the team shop, you could also get the exclusive Dog Pound t-shirt, limited run only at the team shop.
Will they have my size?
I don't know. For a man as finely constructed as you, I don't know if they have those sizes. Because that's tough, right? You have to get the athletic tailored,
yes,
because you're broad, but then also
correct.
Thin.
Yes. Yeah, I played a sport.
Were you a professional athlete?
No, never.
Yeah. It's good.
Ping pong.
Unbelievable. Somebody said, this is great. At John Russo says, perfect song for you two pom-pom waving cheerleaders is Mickey by Tony Basil. Aren't you two in that video?
<That's> I good. Got no problem with that.
Thank you, John. That's a nice suggestion. We've got other suggestions that I think are pretty good. Mecca Dawn.
That's my guy.
Mecca Dawn has been I would say he has been by far the guy who's gotten the most votes for Rock for My Browns. At least.
I dig that.
I've seen a bunch of those.
Yep. That's my guy.
I'd be fine with that.
I played with him at Ohio State.
Really?
My guy.
So then I feel like it should be so.
Rock with My Browns. Have you heard it?
I have not.
Oh, dude, it's legit. 100%.
I'm going to listen to it as soon as we get off the air.
No, we'll do it in the break.
We'll do it in the break?
Yes. And decision will be made by the end of the show.
I don't know if I'm ready to take that step.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. But I think we should. I think that's a good song. Would we be able to do that, Matt? Would we be able to have that song?
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll just talk to you. Can talk there to Mecca Dawn. You can
we
be
can
like,
come
oh.
back. We can that can be our our song coming back from break.
You guys want to try it out, see how it feels?
Yeah, we'll
sure.
try it out.
Yes,
coming
no,
back, come back from the next break. We'll try it out, see how it feels. Just the beginning of it, as they say in the industry. Mike Pettine, head coach of the Browns, coming up in a second. But now let's bring in Matt Fontana, not for only his witticisms and his promise of bringing us Mecca Dawn, but also to dip into the mailbag here on Mailbag Wednesday. What's up, Matt?
I promised to bring you guys some mailbag questions as well. This
you
first
did.
One comes from
Matt,
Cleveland
you're like
Wynn.
Santa Claus.
I have the gifts for everyone. Cleveland Wynn, guys, with flashback, who's the wide receiver that you see will improve the most with the attention on Gordon? Miles Austin, Travis Benjamin, or Andrew Hawkins?
My personal perspective is Andrew Hawkins, and the reason why is because he will be the two and or the three wide receiver going against that third corner, playing that nickel position, running those underneath inside routes, those little digs, finding those little holes in the zone as opposed to having to win versus a number one corner consistently in the National Football League.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's Andrew Hawkins because he is going to have that opportunity. Nothing but single coverage, as you talked about. And I think it's also going to help in terms of just the random big play here or there for our two big play receivers. I think Taylor Gabriel and Travis Benjamin might see their targets decrease and their snaps decrease, but when they're on the field, they are going to be now afterthoughts and viewed by the defense as the second deep threat, not the only deep threat on the field. So there are going to be times where I think you'll utilize Josh Gordon to distract your opponent and then let a Gabriel or a Benjamin get deep. So I look for their efficiency on these deep balls to increase. Two guys averaging over 17 yards a catch right now for the Cleveland Football Browns. And all of a sudden, you could have three guys on this team. Gordon, we know, averaged 19 last year, all averaging, 18 plus. I think Hawk could get up to 15 or so, and this could be a very explosive offense.
All right, guys, another question coming in, speaking about Josh Gordon. This one comes from Scott. He said, guys, is Gordon in good enough shape for the majority of snaps on offense on Sunday?
I say yes, and I think because of what he's been doing thus far this season, and I do believe he will, in some cases, the first game of the season is always very tough. You actually play your way into shape in the first quarter, and so yes, you might be huffing and puffing, and your legs might be overly sore, but not enough to detract you from playing the rest of the game. And so Josh Gordon might ease his way in the first quarter, but I think by the second quarter he'll hit his stride, and then coming out in the second half, I look for him to have a better second half than he did in the first half.
I've heard from people close to Josh Gordon that he has never looked more forward to a single football game in his NFL career than he's looking forward to this Sunday.
God, can we play today?
So to me, I think he's ready. I think he has been in his mind doing everything he can to be as football ready. I know I've seen him in here and seen him in this building every single day, working hard. He talked with Nate Burleson, which was a great interview. I just retweeted it right now. You can get it on the Browns website at NFL Total Access about his return and what he wants to do. And Josh Gordon's a guy who says, I want to come out here. I've been waiting for this day. I'm in the best shape of my life. Said he dropped 10 pounds to get in the absolute best shape he's ever been in. He wants to outwork everybody in practice and then basically to kind of talk along the lines of John Football. He wants to wreck this league as soon as he can.
That's awesome. I love getting him back. And I think also too is if we would have had the winning streak continue to go and we beat Houston last week, having Josh Gordon back would just be kind of like, oh yeah, well, great, we got another weapon. Cool. You know? But I think we've seen and most recently last weekend this offense struggle and have to do everything they can to force Brian Hoyer to throw the ball, you know, as much as he did in that football game was tough to see. And to now know that some of those passes will be more controlled and be able to hit Gordon and have his, you know, yards after catch capability go through the roof. I'm excited about it. And like I said, I literally want game day to happen now. I want to see him on that turf.
I want to see him running around in Hotlanta making some big plays. All right, let's get one more mailbag question here before we take a break and are joined by the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, for his Wednesday press conference.
All right, guys, this one comes from Rob. He's got some wishful thinking, and I wish I was Santa Claus and could present this gift, but he asks, any chance the Browns get flexed to Sunday night, their December 7th game against the Colts, and if they do, when would we know that?
I think that that's going to be tough for that Colts game, and the reason has nothing to do with really the Cleveland football Browns as much as it has to do with what else is going on in the league. That one right now is currently set up to be New England at San Diego on Sunday night, so I think you're going to have a tough time getting Bill Belichick and Tom Brady against Phillip Rivers out of prime time on that particular week.
I agree, and Michael Reguy a few weeks ago came in, and we started talking with the Browns winning, are there any scenarios for us to jump into that primetime spot, which would be great for the team, great for the city, of course, but there are some, the NFL got those right down the stretch. There are a lot of great football games, great football organizations, but also too, winning football teams with playoff implications that would be very hard to pick the Browns over those.
Right, week 13, you've got Denver at Kansas City when the Browns are at Buffalo, so that's not happening. Week 14, we just talked about New England at San Diego, they're not moving that game. Week 15, Dallas at Philly, they are not moving that game, and they did a good job. Week 16, they got Seattle at Arizona, who right now is leading the NFC West, has the best record in football. So
exactly.
The Browns have earned more prime time next year, I think, and I think you'll get that, but this year we're just going to have to roll on at 1 o'clock and do what we can do when we can do it. When we return, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, addressed the media today on the Browns' return to practice. Reports already coming in that Gordon is back, running some routes, catching some passes. Too fast for iPhone cameras, apparently, Josh Gordon, which is always good to see and certainly brings back a lot of size and prowess to this wide receiving group. All right, when we come back, like I said, the head coach Mike Pettine will be here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Chase, auto ride, junk, and auto-